Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Her Father's Keeper by Larelle Williams. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. We hear how shared experiences of cancer diagnoses has only deepened Grant Skews' bond with his daughter, Jenna. Grant Skews, 62, recently moved to the United Kingdom to be with his second wife, Dale. He has two daughters, Kylie and Jenna, from his first marriage. Kylie stays in the UK and Jenna in South Africa. Little did Jenna know that when she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012, at the age of 17, that it was the foundation that set up to be her father's keeper 13 years later, guiding him through his bladder cancer diagnosis and treatment struggles. In April 2024, Grant noticed blood in his urine, so his work medical referred him to a GP who referred him to a urologist. He was booked into hospital and various tests and a biopsy were done, as well as bladder irrigation, a procedure that flushes the bladder with a sterile liquid to clear debris, mucus, or blood clots. Sadly, Grant was diagnosed with bladder cancer on his 61st birthday. At that time, I didn't understand the journey. I had no pain and felt okay. I was blindly ignorant and uncertain of what was to come, Grant says. He met with an oncologist and six cycles of chemotherapy commenced in May. Unfortunately, it had a minute effect on the tumor. So Grant was advised to have a cystectomy, a surgical procedure to remove his bladder, as well as a urostomy. The urostomy consisted of the surgeon creating a stoma for me to urinate from my stomach. I'll urinate into bags for the rest of my life, Grant says bluntly. This surgery took place in November, where his prostate was also removed. Grant picked up an infection, which resulted in him being hospitalized twice, with the second time over December, leading to sepsis, a serious condition in which the body responds improperly to an infection. In January 2025, a post-surgeon appointment was scheduled, and some of the surgical margins weren't clear, which meant Grant would now need local radiation. It was also found, from a CT scan, that the cancer had spread to his coccyx bone, which meant he now had stage 4 bladder cancer. The oncologists advised immunotherapy to treat the spread. Grant's medical aide declined immunotherapy, and the alternative was to have a second round of chemotherapy, only this time a different type. In the meantime, he underwent radiation. When Grant was first diagnosed, he had told his oncologist that he had plans to relocate to the United Kingdom to be with his wife Dale, who had moved there in 2021 because of work. Grant's plan was to finish treatment in South Africa and then go to the UK, but since treatment now had been denied, he asked his oncologist if he could go to the UK now. The oncologist told him that a break was okay and maybe he would get immunotherapy in the United Kingdom, though there was no guarantee. Regarding the treatment denial, Grant says, "What more must I go through? I just heard I had stage 4 cancer and then I'm denied treatment. Medical aides are blind to this and the real needs of their clients. I've had many co-payments and shortfalls, despite having medical aid and gap cover." Jenna, a guiding light. Grant admits that mentally and emotionally, he is in turmoil with the uncertainty of what's going to happen next. Physically, he says he is okay, but not nearly as strong as he was. He has competed in many endurance sports. He goes on to say, "Many medical professionals don't explain the potential journey ahead, only the immediate next treatment, and are reluctant to commit themselves more. You sort of feel yourself through this journey and not knowing what is going to happen next. This is where Jen, my angel, my girl, blew me away. Through her experiences and understanding, she was fantastic and inspirational." Grant flew to the UK in April and had an appointment with a GP, who then referred him to have an oncologist appointment in May. He sees his relocation as an adventure to explore. With hope for immunotherapy, though, he adds, "My life with a urostomy is very different. If he could go back and do anything differently, he says he would probably research more to understand what other options are available and what was really going on with my body. The supportive daughter. Finding out about my father's diagnosis, I was in complete shock. In 2012, I was on the receiving end of my own diagnosis. I'm exceptionally blessed to be a 13-year survivor. Being part of the Breast Health Foundation, or BHF, I see many people go through cancer journeys. But when my dad was diagnosed, it felt completely different. I was used to seeing people diagnosed within my professional world. I counsel women when they are diagnosed with breast cancer. But I wasn't prepared for my dad to receive a diagnosis. I knew the possibilities that lay ahead for him and hated that he would have to go through such a difficult journey. I felt helpless. As a caregiver or supporter, you wish you could do more. Take away the nausea, pain, even the cancer completely. Sometimes it felt like all my years at BHF enabled me to support my dad. For someone with no prior knowledge of the oncology space, being diagnosed is exceptionally overwhelming. I joined my dad for most of his consultations, asked questions, and tried to remember everything the doctors said. I was able to understand cancer terminology and processes, and had a basic understanding of drugs and their side effects. We often use the drive home to unpack what the doctors said and what it meant. Post-surgery, I helped as much as possible. He was recovering from major surgery and getting used to the new normal of a urostomy all at once. Dale visited during this time, which was a huge help, and we made a good team. I do feel the healthcare system could have done more to prepare us for managing recovery after sepsis. He was thin, fragile, easily fatigued, and just not himself. I'm so grateful I was able to help him and make sure he had everything he needed to recover well. Thankfully, day by day, he grew stronger, put on weight, and started becoming himself again. My immediate reaction to the medical aid denying immunotherapy was anger. How could they say no? This is the best treatment option for his cancer outcomes. What now? As a family, we're holding on to hope that he'll be able to access immunotherapy in the UK. What about those who don't have the option of going to the UK? I'm happy that he is finally with Dale. It's been very difficult for both of them to live apart while he underwent treatment. I'll always want to be near to support my dad, but I know that with Dale and my sister in the UK, he will have the best support system. My dad has always been a supportive presence in my life. His actions always spoke volumes, especially when it comes to his daughters. His love has always been unconditional. Through his many marathons and the way he's faced life's challenges, he's shown me what true resilience and grit look like. Watching him tackle cancer with that same quiet strength has reminded me just how much I've learned from him over the years. This Father's Day, I honor the example he set, the strength he continues to show, and the unwavering support that he's always given. I'm proud to be his daughter.